Hey, Scott Spears back here from the Marion County Fair, 172nd edition, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. We thank Mike Bishop, hypnotist, for joining us there for the last hour. Joined now by Angie Evers, who I don't think we've had on since we've been here at the fair. Well, maybe a little bit Monday morning, but that was pretty well it. And apparently we're coming through loud and clear today using the auspices of the telephone lines instead of the internet lines. So we appreciate that's working good, and we've heard from some listeners that everything is coming through loud and clear. We appreciate that. So, Angie, give us the full update on the lamb situation here at the fair over the last few days. All the shows that have happened and the ribbons that have been won, and give us a roundup.
Oh, well, let's see. Tuesday, she did showmanship, which it was her first time going out, so she placed fourth, so she did good. And then Wednesday we had the Market Lamb show, and she had two back-to-back. I don't know where you go out and do your lamb thing. So she got second in one class and fifth in the other.
So it's been a good week as far as that goes.
Yeah, we're excited because she's never done it before, so it's a brand new thing. So we know a lot for next year, and she won't be so nervous. So I think she'll definitely do better in the showmanship because she knows now what to do.
What have you learned as a parent from the fair, from doing this whole experience?
Well, it's a lot of work for kids and their parents. You know, you have to work as a team. So,
very interesting.
Yeah.
So now that we're here at the fair, and remember we are in the exhibition pavilion here at the Marion County Fair. What's that? Oh, nothing. Okay. In any event, here we are at the Marion County Fair, 172nd edition. Now, what did you learn? You sat there the whole time during the Mike Bishop interview. What did you think, learn, feel about hypnosis?
Oh, I like to watch the hypnosis. It's fun to watch. I like to watch them.
Do you think anybody can be hypnotized, as he said? Just how deep you can go in is really the question.
Yeah, but I think you have to think that you can do it. Like, if you don't think you can do it, you probably can't. If you talk yourself into not doing it, I think you have to think that you can do it.
Well, I remember years ago when these smoking hypnotist shows were very, very popular. A lot of people would go and a lot of people would succeed, but I think the majority did not.
Oh, yeah. I think you just have to believe that you can be hypnotized.
So today you woke up with a migraine.
I did. Imagine that.
Haven't figured out what causes those yet.
No, but it could be the weather today. I don't know.
It's been an interesting week as far as weather goes here at the fair. I think 4 of the 5 days so far it has rained at the fair, which is not typical.
Right. And I have wet feet. And I put my tennis shoes on this morning. I just washed my tennis shoes the other day because I got them really wet. And so I threw them in the wash. I let them dry yesterday, and I put them on this morning, and what do you know? Now they're wet again.
Well,
so I have wet socks and shoes on, and that's no fun.
That storm that came through on, what was it, Tuesday? That was a big, awful storm. I think the total accumulation was something like 3/4 of an inch.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. The lightning was bad. It was crazy. And then, well, I stayed out here. I didn't stay here last night, but I've stayed out here since, like, Sunday night in the camper. So.
Have you discovered a love for camping?
Well, I mean, I like to camp, but it's just hard if you don't have your animals here, and then you still have to go home and take care of them, which I do. So I'd wake up early, go home, take care of the dog, and come back. So I've been in and out of town multiple times a day, and that's no fun with gas prices.
Now, is this really camping, though, I wonder? I mean, at the fair, that seems like a little different than being at the let's say, Delaware State Park.
Oh, no, I mean, it's kind of just like camping. People have their camper set up, they have grills out, they have I mean, picnic table set up. I mean, it's just like a camping.
Well, I think what I mean is it's a little more close together, closer quarters than what I've seen at campgrounds. And also, I think the ability to walk over to a food stand or a show or hear the tractor pulls at night would not be the sereneness of a state park.
Well, no, of course that is different.
Certainly is. Now, what have you enjoyed most about the fair?
Watching Natalie's show, Hershey. That's been fun. I get nervous, though, anytime she does any type of thing like that. It just, as a parent, you get nervous for your children, so.
Well, as a parent, how has this week done for you? Energy level, stress level, the whole thing.
Well, it's just, I mean, the two show days were stressful, but it's pretty exhausting. I mean, we're taking care of the lambs just like we would any other day, but.
Now, how are the lambs doing?
They're okay. I think they had a little bit too much food yesterday because we gave them some hay and probably extra food.
Now, all that's left as far as that goes is the market, right?
Right. They have the sale on Saturday. And
it's kind of nice weather here today at the fair. I think it's just over 70 degrees. This is the nicest temperature that I felt all week here. It's either been humid or too hot. Today is perfect.
Well, and today you have a t-shirt on and I have a sweatshirt on. And when you come out here in the 90-degree weather, you have a sweatshirt on.
Well, last night...
You don't make any sense.
Well, because today I thought, well, I'm going to be out there for 3 hours on the air if it's hot or humid. The other day I thought it'd be perfect out here, Tuesday, because it was raining and it was kind of cool temperature-wise, but the humidity was terrible. And I think I had a short sleeve shirt on that day.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was the day I think that you had the showing. I don't think we corresponded that day.
Oh, okay.
It's been you have a problem with my time spent at the fair. You think I'm over
exaggerating?
Well, I guess you could say that, but I guess overdoing the hours that I was here. Now, yesterday I was here from 4:15 until 7:15, so that's 3 hours.
Well, that's nice for you. 3 hours.
You seem a little bitter about that.
You can be out here whenever you want.
Well, in any event, we should let the people know that there are all kinds of great things going on at the fair. The merchant building is open and ready to go. You can go down and see the animals. They're out there and can be seen, and people like to see animals that they don't get to see in other places. All kinds of things going on at the Betts Memorial Coliseum. Certainly all kinds of food here. I was out earlier and ran into Mr. Wagner. I had a Wagner sandwich last night. Very, very good pulled pork.
Did you tell him you had pork sandwich? Yeah.
Well, I said I had a sandwich from your place last night, and he said, which one? And I said, pulled pork, and nice guy.
Yeah, I always like their pulled pork.
Also had the cheese curds last night. Now, what is a cheese curd for people who don't know?
I think those were those Wisconsin cheese curds. They're a little pricey, but I like Long John's cheese curds.
So what is a cheese curd?
Like a cheese stick, but not a stick. It's like a ball.
So they're made the same way. You looked at me like I was an idiot there when you said that. Like, I'm the only person who would say, what is a cheese curd?
And it's deep-fried cheese.
Yeah, but I think when you say cheese curd, I think that's not a common item at every restaurant that people might wonder what a cheese curd is.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like Long John. Theirs is really good.
Better than the fair?
Well, it's probably about $8 cheaper.
Eight times cheaper. Well, and that's it. Have you seen a price increase this year over past years at the fair, price-wise?
Oh, yeah, on everything. I mean, the drinks are expensive. It's like $2 for a can of pop, for one can of pop.
Profit margins, I guess, have gone up here at the Marion County Fair.
Yeah, everything's gone up.
Do you think that'll ever be fixable? Do you think that'll ever go in the opposite direction, or are we just stuck in a rut?
Well, I think if the gas prices go down, maybe they'll drop some, but it's hard to say.
23 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, having a great time here at the Marion County Fair. Glad everybody's hearing this okay. Want to say hello to all the people who have messaged me who are out there listening. I hope you enjoy hypnotist Mike Bishop here in hour number one from the fair today, and he'll be performing today at the fair, so you can still make it out here and see him. By the way, if you're a veteran, you still have about 26 minutes or 36 minutes to get out here before noon and get into the fair for free.
Now, you haven't walked around the fair at all, have you?
Well, no, the other day I went around a little bit, Wednesday.
Where'd you go?
Well, I went out here in the front, and I saw the grandstand and the things going on over there, and I saw some of the big slide rides, and I saw that the deep-fried stand is directly over here, and there's something going on just behind us, though. Now, it's not the picnic pavilion, but there is some kind of music being played back there, and some kind of a little stage. You'll see it when you walk out.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. This is the least enthusiastic I've ever seen you in my life this morning.
Well, I've had a migraine today, so I'm not feeling the best. And I have wet feet.
So this is a bad day for you at the fair.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like having wet socks and shoes.
Well, now you don't have any socks and shoes.
I took them off.
But it was affecting you. You had to get rid of them.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's an interesting time. Do you think this, here we are, I mean, it is Friday, 11:25 a.m. Even the merchants aren't here yet. There are three of us set up. One's a radio station, one is auditor, Joanne Gasotis, and then we have one merchant set up in a room that probably has 20 merchants, I would say, 10 on each side at this point. What does this say to you about fairs?
Well, I mean, I haven't been to any other fair, so I can't say that...
But, I mean, past years at the Marion County Fair, this would not have been typical.
No, I mean, over the past years, I mean, the merchants have kind of dwindled, but not like this year.
Well, yes, the number of merchants have definitely dwindled, but what shocks me is here we are, it's not early on a Friday, and only three of us are open.
Yeah, I don't know what time the other people come. They must have just slept in.
They must just slept in. Very interesting. But, hey, that's the fair, and that's the way things go now. I think by most accounts, most people come for the food.
Well, probably. I've tried to eat different things this year.
Even the rides don't seem to have the appeal that they once did. It's really the food.
Yeah, I mean, I think nowadays people are a little bit more wary about riding rides just because there's been an accident on the ride. So,
could be.
It's expensive.
Well, it is expensive. Now, last night for you and me to eat, what was the total for two people to eat? Now, we both had sandwiches, we split a cheese curd, and we both had a drink. Or did you have a drink?
No.
No, I had a drink. So what was the total for that meal? One drink, one cheese curd, and two sandwiches.
Okay, the pork sandwiches were $6 a piece, so that's 12. And then the cheese curds were 9. And then... Let's see. The drink was 5.
So I did bring the cup back today for a $2 refill.
Oh, yeah. Now, is that worth...
Well, I don't know that it's worth $2, but it's better than buying another one for $5 or a can of pop for
$2. Right. I mean, they probably would fill it with ice, so.
I stopped on my way over at McDonald's again and got another soda for $1 before I came. So I thought, you know, that'll get me through hour number one.
Right.
Which it did. And I got you a tea.
Yes. I told you you didn't need to get me a tea.
But you like it. You drink it every day.
Well, yeah, but I don't need to drink it. I've probably gained 10 pounds this past week.
Oh, you have to stop worrying about this whole weight thing.
Well, considering I have high blood pressure, I have to not drink so much and eat so much.
You know, that's interesting that you bring that up. I was telling the audience this morning that I went to the doctor for the last time until September now yesterday. And when she came in, you know, they do the vitals, take your temperature, take your blood pressure, do all that sort of thing. And my blood pressure yesterday was pretty close to being right on the dot. And I don't take any blood pressure medication. And I told the lady, I said, I think I have white coat syndrome, because I would always go to that doctor prior to having the treatment. And my blood pressure always ran a little high before I would, when I would go to that particular doctor. And she even looked it up. But when I go to my regular doctor, my blood pressure is never high. That's why I've never been on a blood pressure medicine. But yesterday, when I didn't have a treatment, my blood pressure was, she said, perfect.
That's anxiety.
Well, I think it's white coat syndrome. I think you go into a doctor and you're afraid what they're going to tell you, and you don't like being there to begin with. And first of all, I love the people who work there. I've said that many times. But when you have to go to that particular department at the, what is it called? Ohio Health Medical Campus?
Marion Medical Campus.
Yeah, okay. Marion Medical Campus. When you go there, you have to walk about a mile to get back to that department from the front door.
Oh, well, the employees have to walk 2 miles to get inside, so.
Yeah, but we're ill. They're making us trek it back. By the time we get back there, we're out of breath and our blood pressure's not good. We're angry about having to walk that far.
Well, for people who need help, they would transport you. But I think you were perfectly capable of walking yourself back there.
Well, my blood pressure, because the more physical activity you do, your heart rate goes up and your blood pressure goes up. And that is a long hallway back there. You have to walk in the front door, go past the lobby, go past the bathrooms, go past the kitchen, go past the heart area, go past the blood draw area, and then you're finally back to where you need to be.
Yeah. I mean, it is a long hike, but
I'd hate for somebody to be on the ills and try to get back there.
Well, that's why they have the push cart. They can push you.
Well, nobody ever offered to push me the 6 or 7 times I've been there.
Well, that's because I think you've been fine to walk.
Yeah, but I think it does raise your blood pressure. I think that also might be a reason.
Well, they should let you sit down before they take your blood pressure.
You know, that's the one thing about that. You are right in and right out if you get there for your appointment. They must book those appointments wide out, not pile up like a regular doctor. Because when I would go in, as soon as I would check in, I would sit down in the lobby, and within 3 minutes, they got me up on the scale, they're bringing me into the room, doing my temperature, doing my blood pressure. I mean, it's very quick.
Right. I mean, you know, depending on how they run, but they should let you sit down for a few minutes before they check your blood pressure.
Well, I think one of the problems is they show you your weight, and then they take your blood pressure. And you see your weight, and you go, oh, my God, you about to have a heart attack, so then you take your blood pressure.
I don't know about that.
Well, you just told me how hung up you were on your weight. If you saw it and you were upset with it, don't you think that raised your blood pressure if they took it right then?
Not really.
So are you or are you not upset with your blood pressure or weight?
Well, I mean, I just don't want to gain more weight.
They always have told me, when it comes to oxygen and blood pressure machines, don't take it more than once a half hour, because it will raise. Especially a blood pressure machine you have at home. If you take it and see that it's high, that's going to give you anxiety. And then you're going to keep taking it and seeing that it's high, and it's a vicious cycle.
Well, your blood pressure varies multiple times throughout the day. So, I haven't checked my blood pressure in, I don't know how long, probably 3 weeks.
Well, you might have low blood pressure then. Last time you took your blood pressure, I remember you showed me it was low.
Yeah, it was probably normal.
So maybe it's not anything to do with weight or food you eat.
Yeah, but I dropped like 10 pounds.
You think you've gained 10 pounds back here at the fair?
Probably. I've been eating bad.
What have you added to the reticulum?
Well, Okay, I haven't been drinking anything but water in the morning. And, like, I had a tea yesterday. You brought me a tea. I had a tea this morning. That's all sugar.
So you're going to blame this on me?
Yes. I'm blaming it on you.
I think that's a little unfair.
Not really. I tell you not to bring me them, and you bring me them.
But you still drink it, so that's hard to,
Well, I know, that's because I would feel bad if
no,
I didn't
wouldn't.
Drink it. Yeah, I would. Fine, you bring me one tomorrow, and you just throw your dollar away. I won't drink it.
See, but that's just doing it for spite. That's not doing it because that's what you want to do.
Maybe.
You've been a little spiteful here at the fair. I told you that last night. I said you've had a little attitude this week at the fair.
Yep.
Does the fair bring that out in you?
Well, I'm tired.
I've never known you in 2 years to ever have any kind of an attitude. And not that you have a big attitude, you just seem a little different this week.
Well, I'm tired.
I'm not chastising you. I think you've done a lot. And I said this last night to you. I can't remember if I messaged it to you or if I did say it to you. I mean, I really am proud of you and Natalie. I mean, neither one of you knew jack squat about anything here at the fair, had no real connections with anybody here at the fair, and have come in and done all this stuff and done it right, not got disqualified, not done anything inappropriate. Second place is great the other night. Fourth place in showmanship for somebody who's never shown a lamb in their life. You've been a part of feeding these animals. You went down there and sat and talked to them, helped clean the pens, do all these things. I mean, that is a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment for year number one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you do whatever you have to do for your kids. I mean, this is something Natalie wanted to do, so.
But not everybody does. I was saying that to somebody the other day on the air. Not about you, but that you do think everybody does, would do anything for their kid, but they really don't. And that's sad. So it's nice to see a parent that does.
Right. But, I mean, she's done the majority of the work. I mean, I would feed them sometimes if she had something to do or something, but.
Well, I'm just saying that if you don't have a parent who can step in or is willing when you're busy doing things or at a meeting or at a practice, which do go on during this situation, or a parent who is willing to pay for all these things that need to be bought and shipped, and you know, Natalie doesn't drive yet, just being taken from here to there. I mean, that is a big, big commitment on a parent's part who's working time and is a single parent.
Right. It is. It's been a lot. I mean, there were times we would get up at 5:15, 5:30 in the morning because she'd be to school at 7. So we'd get up really early so that way she could feed the lamb and then get to school. I'd have to drop her off at school at 7, which was before the bus. So normally I would just drop her off at my mom, and then she'd get on the bus.
Well, and that's also been another big hindrance to you guys, is that the lambs are not on your property.
Nope. So, and, I mean, they're not on a farm to where somebody can feed them every day. We have to feed them ourselves, so.
Now, how do you think your mom has dealt with this? I think she's dealt with it great. I had a conversation with her the other night. You know, I think at this time in her life, she doesn't want to be involved as she once was, but I think she's been very good the whole situation.
Yeah, she's been good. She's kind of stayed away just because she knows they're going to market. It's hard to not get attached to something that you're taking care of, so.
I thought you wanted to have dogs at the fair.
I don't think you are.
I saw a dog in here the other day. Big, husky type of thing.
Oh, yeah, people do bring him, but.
Well, I got the word was still sounding good, 37 minutes past the hour here on a Friday morning. Now, Buckeye Guy was supposed to be on this morning. Buckeye Guy came in here at about 10 o'clock this morning, said he wanted a spot, wanted to talk to whoever was running the fair, talked to some people up here in the front of the booth, or the building, I guess I should say. He said, I'll be back. He left. And 100 minutes later, we have not seen Buckeye Guy since.
Well, I mean, did he not call ahead?
You know, I don't know. I wonder if they put the skids on him.
Well, they may have. I mean, if he didn't, like, call ahead, maybe.
Steve Steve, our friend Steve Meadows, still out there listening, saying everything's sounding great. Thank you, Steve, for being out there with us today. We appreciate that. He's been listening the whole morning with Mike Bishop and Angie here, who's suffering with a migraine, wet feet, wet socks, but she has taken those off now. Wondered what that smell was.
Oh, yeah. Well, I probably smell like barn.
No, I think it's okay. Now, you have some nieces and nephews here as well. Now, how have they done? You've been a good aunt in that situation, too, going around to those shows.
Well, actually, I haven't been, because...
Well, you've given me updates.
Well, I mean, I wasn't able to watch Scarlett and Nicholas because they were showing us when we had to get the lambs ready. So I wasn't able to watch them.
But she got... Nicholas got... you told me the other day what places... Yesterday, what places they got. Scarlett got second in the rabbit showing. Was that right? Or did I just read that online?
You probably read it online because my sister posted it.
Yeah, all I gotta do is go to Amy's Facebook page, and I'll know everything that's going on here at the fair. She's even got Natalie's stuff there.
That's right.
Now, your other sister, Kathy, was here the other day, and you know what? I still don't know how that happened. So, Kathy, I know you listen from time to time. I don't know how I missed you, because we were on the air till 1 on Tuesday. Oh, today's her birthday. That is. I did see that this morning. Today's Thunderbolt Patterson's birthday and Kathy's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday to Kathy. Happy birthday to Thunderbolt. They both listen, I think, on the TuneIn app. So if they're out there listening or catch this in a repeat, happy birthday to them.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thunderbolt's 81.
Well, Kathy's not close to that.
I don't know how old Kathy is, but I think I do, because I think I read it this morning.
Oh, we're not going to say her age.
Now, is she one of those, like Mary Ellen, doesn't want to do the age thing?
Probably.
How do you say your age?
Well, yeah, I'm 41. I don't really care.
You know, I understand a lot of people don't like their age being said over the airwaves. Or don't like to bring it up in person in general.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I mean, we all get older. I have some white hairs. That drives me nuts. But other than that...
Now, you went to the chiropractor this week. Now, that's kind of interesting, because is that for migraines, or was that just for a body tweak?
Well, I have scoliosis, and I have severe, like, back pain, and just doing so much with the lambs, like, trying to lift them onto the, like, lamb stand and stuff, it just, I've kind of really worn my back out, so with me already having severe back pain, that... The whole lamb stuff is really hard on my back, so.
Tell me how your week started out. I don't think we've talked about this. Before the fair ever started, you bought your car here. And what happened before the fair even got underway?
Oh, yeah. So I had my car in the shop probably a month ago, and they told me I had a bad wheel bearing. So I made an appointment to get it fixed. And my car did not make it to that appointment. So I don't know what's wrong with it, but something rusted out on the tire. I don't even know. I don't know if it's a wheel bearing or something else, but I had to have it towed from the fairgrounds.
Haven't heard back yet from the, you sent it over to Waldo, didn't you?
Yeah. So I haven't heard. I called them and told them that my car didn't make it, so sorry it had to get towed there early. Because my appointment is technically not till Tuesday, I think next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, but he said they would try to get it in early.
You know, I really do like the fair, much more than festivals, just for the simple reason that when I, last night I walked down through the exhibits. And what's interesting to me, like, we're sitting next to the 4-H exhibits here, posters and things. And then last night I was down in the lamb and sheep barn and had to walk by the other barn that's in front of it to get down there. And to see the time and effort that these kids put into signs and their animals and all the equipment that's down there and setting up these pens and transporting animals and the things you learn and the shows you have to go to. It's a tremendous learning experience that I don't think happens agriculturally anywhere else.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, the fair teaches kids a lot. I mean, as long as the kids do the the work. I mean, like, I have my daughter, she does the majority of the work. I will help her if she needs help with something, but she does the majority of the work. I mean, some parents do all the work for their kids, which I don't think really teaches them anything.
That is true. You have to walk away knowing something. You can't just take all the glory.
Yeah, because that does happen. And I've seen it here, but I mean, there's some kids that I don't ever see even feed their animals. The parents always do everything. So, I mean, I think it's okay to help. I mean, like, this is Natalie's project, so she's going to do it.
You know, it's kind of an interesting thing. I always wonder if parents do that because they're embarrassed if the kid doesn't do well. Because a lot of these people are involved in the agricultural community and have ties to it. So if the animal did not show, or if the animal didn't look good or wasn't fed well, it would reflect on them. Kids are like that in sports, too. You know, they take their kids to the gym and they make sure they get there all the time. And really, the parents seem to be more driven about that than the children.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like you have to teach the kids something. They have to learn responsibility if they choose to do this. Like, they need to take responsibility for some stuff.
Well, I'm talking about the parents who do it all. I think they do it so there will be no reflection in the end if something bad would happen. I think not feeding an animal would have a bad outcome.
Well, I think some people worry more about the number one spot than anything. They want their kid to be number one. So.
Well, that's true. And I think that's it. I think that's what it all comes down to. I mean, for the first year, I think you've been very pleased with how Natalie's done.
Oh, yeah, we're excited. I mean, I wasn't expecting, like, I really didn't know what to expect, but you know, that she placed in all three of her classes, you know, that's amazing. And we're happy for that. We're thankful.
I wonder if a lamb ate Buckeye guy. You know, he was all suited up here. And the with impending heat that might be on the way, he might have collapsed down there and a lamb might have ate him.
Yeah, I don't think they would do that, but
I don't know. I've known him for a long time. That could happen.
Well, I have a feeling maybe he didn't, like, call ahead, and maybe they told him he couldn't set up.
Well, you think he would have came back and said goodbye?
But that guy? I don't know.
You're right. He bolted out of Tony Paco's that one time. I don't think there was any goodbye that day. I still don't know what that was. I've never talked to him about what happened that day.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Whatever. You were there for that as well.
Right.
You saw him bolt out of there.
Yeah.
I thought he was just going out to the car for something, but that Buckeye Mobile was out of there like nobody's business. What can you say? I don't think anybody has an answer to it. Now, the rides don't open up here for another 14 minutes. Still Veterans Day here for another 14 minutes, but again, that cuts off at noon. That veterans get in for free. Now remember, if you do arrive, if you're in your car right now and you pull in the next 14 minutes and you're a veteran, you get in for free. But if you leave and come back, you do have to pay for readmittance. So it's important to know that. Also, tonight at 7:30 in the grandstand is the truck pool competition. And tomorrow night at 7:30, it's the demo derby.
So why would you just not get a handstand?
See, I don't think you're allowed when you get in. These were your mom's notes, and they're in the fair book. I don't know what happens.
Because, I mean, how is somebody going to know?
Well, your mom's the one who pointed it out to me. I didn't even realize it until the fair book, and I don't know how that is that you don't get readmitted. But I'm pretty sure that's what it says. I still have the notes here.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't know, but I just don't know how they would know if you originally ate or didn't.
Yeah, it says admission to gate is $8 per person, but it's only 8 a.m. until noon, and, well, I don't know. I did not think there was readmittance. Maybe there is. I don't know. Maybe they do stamp your hand. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, when you go to the gate, they ask you, do you need a hand stamp? Are you coming back? And you say, yes, I'm coming back, if you're coming back, and they'll stamp your hand.
Well, maybe that's if you have a fare pass. Maybe if you come in and you say, I'm in free today for a veteran, they don't stamp your hand.
Well, they don't stamp your hand on entrance, usually.
Right, maybe when you leave.
Right.
So they stamped mine when I came in today.
I don't know. I don't have any stamps.
Well, first of all, I want to know why they stamp it way up there. They don't stamp your hand anymore.
That's because people wash their hands, I hope.
Well, where are the sinks outside the bathrooms to wash your hands here?
Well, I go to the rabbit barn to wash my hands. There's a restroom in Evers Arena. So I wash
my hands. And in the Coliseum?
Yeah, I wash my hands there.
You know, that's the interesting thing. I'm sure Pastor Craig's out there listening. Now, this is a question I have, because he's in the portable toilet business. They have that thing in there that you squeeze to sanitize your hands. Now, let's say you sanitize your hands, but then you have to touch things, like food.
You open the door with your foot.
I'm not worried about the door. I'm just saying that stuff. Is that stuff good to go out and, you know, you go to the facilities, you squeeze up on your hand, and then you touch a burger?
No. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's fine as long as it dries.
They have done a good job here of keeping those clean and updated this week. I've noticed that.
Yeah, I've managed to not go in a porta pot this whole time I've been here.
Well, you know where the restrooms are.
Yes, I do.
Well, I see I only have so much time to go in between broadcasts, so I have to go to the closest thing. I'm surprised there's not one in this building. You would think in the merchant building, which used to be the Coliseum, there was a restroom.
Right, but this is just like an old building. I don't know. There's nothing.
This used to be, I think, just strictly the exhibit hall.
Oh, the 4-H'ers used to fill the whole building.
Well, see, that's another sign of the times.
Right. I mean, because I used to be one of them.
Now, what are the 4-H's in 4-H?
Oh, you're going to ask me? I don't know if I remember.
Well, what are two of them?
Heart, hands, health, and... hold on, I have to think of the pledge.
Well, hey, you got three right off the bat. That's more than I was asking for. Heart, hands... Help. Not help?
I don't know.
I think help would be good.
I honestly don't remember.
So, heart, hands, help.
And I don't know.
So, heart, is that like putting all your heart into something or good heart help? Like no fried food?
I don't think it would be that.
Heart, health. Well, the health is in there. That's about fried food.
Well, let me see. I've got to look it up now because it's going to drive me nuts.
And help, obviously, everyone's to be helpful, so that's a good practice. Great kids learn. I think that's great. I tell you, the traffic is picking up in here now, the foot traffic.
Okay.
More people must be coming as they realize it's going to be an okay day here at the fair.
The first H in 4-H stands for head. Head to clear thinking, which is part of the pledge. The second H in 4-H stands for heart. Heart to greater loyalty. And then the next H is for hands, for larger service. And then the last H is for health. Health to better living. I forgot the hands.
So it's hands, health.
No, it's, you gotta go in another. Head, heart, hands, and health.
Head, heart, hands, and health.
Yes.
Head.
The pledge is my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For
okay.
I'm not done. For my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Well, help is in there. I'm glad to hear help is in there. Good help is important for people.
Yes.
If you don't have your health, you're in trouble. You could collapse.
But when you spend a whole week at the fair, then your health goes to pooey because you eat bad.
Interesting, that's where we promote this.
Right.
Do you think a lot of the kids eat at the stands? I don't know if they do or not.
Oh, yeah.
You got that kind of dope?
Well, I mean, I guess you got to save money back for the fair. I didn't know I had to save money back.
What would you say is the average cost to eat here week long?
For one person?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it depends. Unless you get the, I mean, the cheapest thing I found to eat was a $3.
Did we ever figure out if the River Valley Music Boosters are set up anywhere? They used to do the hot dogs and the chips and the cans of pop.
Well, I know that there is something set up in the Coliseum, but I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the Harding Music Boosters. I don't know.
That's where they were for years and years and years. For the music, maybe it was Harding Music Boosters. I know it was a music booster group. They used to set up in the Coliseum, and they used to have hot dogs and potato chips and cans of pop, and then they'd have all the relish and ketchup and coney sauce and mayonnaise and all that good stuff you'd want.
Yeah, it probably is Harding. I'm not for sure, though.
Coming up on 55 minutes past the hour here at the Marion County Fair on the Stairway Friday morning. Beautiful weather here. No real humidity to speak of inside of this room like there was the other day. Again tonight over at the grandstand, it is the truck pool, as opposed to pulling something with a tractor. And then tomorrow night is the Demo Derby and the Figure 8. Now, those all start at 7:30. Veterans get in free for 5 more minutes here this morning. But I guess that all depends on whose watch you're looking at when you enter the gate. You can come in the fairground entrance or the State Street entrance. The back entrance, is that Fairwood?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, the back entrance, people know where that is. If you enter through Fair Park, basically, over by the Fairview Apartments, I think is what they're called back there. Fairwood, Fairview, can't remember.
Yeah. I don't know.
What entrance do you come in?
Depends. It depends where I'm going. If I'm heading back to the camper, I'll go in the first entrance on the fairground. Or if I'm going to the land barn, I go to the State Street entrance.
Must be nice to have a camper here. That's a big help you really didn't think too much about.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't need to stay. Natalie likes to stay because she can take care of her land without having to get up, you know, really early. But I still have, you know, I didn't bring the dogs out. They would probably bark. And it's not my camper anyway. So if I had my own camper, I'd just leave the dogs here.
It's been also good on these hot, hot days to stop and take a nap in.
Yeah, I had migraine all last week, I think every single day. They run in cycles, though. And this weather does not help.
No, I was saying to somebody the other day that the weather for the fair has just been really horrendous this year as opposed to other years.
It's been pretty rainy, but, I mean, it's typical weather for the fair.
I don't know. The years that I came in broadcast here, I don't remember getting rained on this much.
Yeah, it might be a little extra rainy this year, but...
And that humidity the other day, I don't ever remember anything like that anywhere, any day of my life.
But it doesn't help if you dress for the winter.
You have a problem with my wardrobe.
100 degrees out.
I think that day it did say it felt like something like 97 or 98 degrees. The humidity really,
right,
that heat index caused a lot of problems.
I mean, you have to prepare and dress for the weather.
Well, you have to dress for success.
Oh, okay. Well, you won't have much success if you're laying on the ground, passed out from the heat.
No, and it did come close the other day. I have to say, more merchants showing at the Marion County Fair. A lot of these booths must open around the noon hour, so there will be more activities going on here as the day progresses. This is the broadcast from the 172nd Marion County Fair. Scott Spears, Angie Evers here live at the fair. We were joined in hour number one by hypnotist Mike Bishop, who will be performing here several times a day. Just go to the picnic pavilion and the times will be posted. You could be hypnotized here at the Marion County Fair today. Three different shows.
Yeah, I'd like to watch one of his shows. I was kind of walking by when he was doing one of his shows last night. But I think hypnotists are fun to watch.
Does it look like a humdinger when you pass by what was going on?
Well, there's quite a few people in there, but, you know, it's not like I've watched him at the state fair. Not, I don't think it was this fella, but I've watched other ones before at the state fair. And, I mean, you have a huge crowd, which, I mean, you're not going to have here, but it's fun to watch.
Now, remember, if you're interested in Mike Bishop, just go to Google and search Mike Bishop Hypnotist. And you'll come up with a humorous hypnotist, and if you can't make it to the fair, you can find out where he's going to be and maybe go to a private show or a seminar. Apparently he does both.
Yeah, I would like to watch his show.
He gets around from what I understand.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break here in about 15 seconds. We got one more hour today from the Marion County Fair this morning, and then 2 hours tonight from 8 to 10. Supposed to be kind of cool tonight. I was looking at that before I left the house earlier.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna last.
We'll be back in 1 hour or 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act.
It's not an act.
It's a big old act.
I'm going to blow up your act.
Don't blow up my act. I really don't have an act. I just see it's talk probably.
Well, Porky, you know, I can't sign off this program with you here. Before we close out, where did your famous saying come from and then give it to us?
Oh, it's how they asked me to end the cartoon. That's it. It was that simple. And I just walked up to the mic and I said, that's all, folks.
Bob, you are a pleasure. You are a... But so much was made, and I don't know why, during the first Jim Tressel press conference when all that hubbub was going on, you made the comment that somebody asked you if you were going to fire him, and you said he hoped he doesn't fire you. Do you wish you hadn't said that? It got so much play.